something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Being wrong, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds,
and this is a practice that we probably will be recommending into the future, long after the enemy is gone. This particular enemy is God.
I am the chosen one. Okay.
What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying sign. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Into your life it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man comes.
You'll notice here that Donald Trump has not asked God for forgiveness.
Have you ever asked God for forgiveness? That's a tough question. I don't think in terms of, I'm a religious person. Shockingly, because people are so shocked when they find this out, I'm Protestant, I'm Presbyterian. And I go to church and I love God and I love my church. And Norman Vincent Peale, the great Norman Vincent Peale, was my pastor.
Peale is the highest order of the Freemasons and is in the Temple Architects Hall of Honor from ScottishRite.org. Among many heretical things this man has said, one of them is that, quote, it's not necessary to be born again. You have your way to God, I have mine. I have found eternal peace in a Shinto shrine. I've been to Shinto shrines and God is everywhere. Christ is one of the ways. God is everywhere. But perhaps his upbringing doesn't convince you. Maybe you just need to hear it from Donald's own mouth, twice, in fact, that he doesn't need God's forgiveness.
Forgiveness, I mean, I try and lead a life where I don't have to ask God for forgiveness. But I'm Protestant, I'm Presbyterian, which a lot of people are surprised to hear. I go to church. The great Norman Vincent Peale was my minister for years. The power of positive thinking was fantastic.
But have you ever asked God for forgiveness?
I'm not sure I have.
Thank you. He seems to favor putting his thumb and fingertips together, pointing his hand downward. And as we look at the hand gesture, it appears to be making an inverted pyramid. He's always doing this. So the question is why? And of course, to show intellectual honesty, we must also include that maybe it's just a habit. Perhaps his fingertips are normally attracted to each other. He can't help it. If that's the case, it's a subconscious thing, maybe. Or is it deliberate? It is one of the Freemasonry signs. And as we look at the images, they look deliberate. I wondered if he's commanded to do it. Like, if he stops, will someone be unhappy? Or what if he's doing it to earn something? Now, we're going to talk about that in a moment. But these gestures appear to be making the inverted pyramid. But what does that mean? What is the inverted pyramid? Well, to
I think at this point everyone is familiar with the Kabbalah red string, and they've seen the Hollywood starlets wear these little red bracelets, and they probably tend to think it's just a fashion trend, because you know how fickle these stars are and how much ridiculous things that they will promote and wear just to get popular. So here I'm going through a bunch of stars that you're probably familiar with. Okay, this is no big deal to me or anyone else, but it is a big deal when you see leaders of countries wearing these, and you have to ask yourself why. Now, these are legitimate images. They're not computer-generated ChatGPT images. Look, it says Getty Images right there. Watch this video clip of Vladimir Putin wearing his red bracelet at a news conference.
Ресурсами часть острова с новым портом и промышленно-технологическим кластером, где будут развернуты производственные и перерабатывающие предприятия, также с участием российского капитала. Планируются разработки и угольных месторождений, ферроникеля.
Okay, let's look into the political arena and see who else is in this red string club. We also have Trump's ex-wife, Marla Maples, and Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen. I don't see any pictures of Trump wearing the red string, but in his book, Trump, The Way to the Top, he says he has a Kabbalah teacher. On page 188, he says this man, Eaton Yardini, was his Kabbalah teacher. I guess I was the most surprised that Tucker Carlson was in this club. I thought maybe he was kind of impartial, but it looks like he's been in this club for a long time. Way back when he did Dancing with the Stars. He even wore it way back then. Again, these are not AI-generated pictures. You can see they have Aile May slapped all over them, and everybody knows that you can't use these pictures without the Aile May on them unless you buy them. And also the Getty Images pictures, they're legit. So Tucker is really into this red string club. And I found out that Bill Clinton is also a member of this club. According to the Kabbalah Center, the red string wards off the evil eye. This is, of course, superstition. Now, Christians do not believe in putting red strings around our wrists to protect us from some supposed evil eye. We believe that the blood of Jesus protects us from demonic entities. Now, it concerns me that some of these people are playing themselves off as being Christian, like Tucker Carlson and Trump. At least Ivanka is pretty much honest that she's not Christian, she's Jewish. But you know, Putin is trying to play the role of being a Christian too. I am very highly suspect of all of these characters.
Done a great job. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
He's riding like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds with the devil close behind. He's not one-eyed. He's got one eye on earth, one eye into heaven. He's already not of the earth completely. He's already transcended his body.
The world is a mess. The world is as angry as it gets.
The one-eyed man in the land of the blind is king. And if Trump's anything, he's a one-eyed man. And if Trump's anything, he's a one-eyed man. And if Trump's anything, he's a one-eyed man.
So I strongly suggest that you wake the fuck up.